something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah. I know that many people think that the term to be baptized in the Holy Ghost means when you receive the Holy Spirit. But that's not really true. In Scripture, that's not true. When you're baptized in the Holy Ghost is actually when you're born again. That's when you're baptized into the Holy Ghost. Receiving the Holy Ghost and being baptized in the Holy Ghost are not the same. When you're born again, according to the Scriptures, is when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. Can you see it? And then you receive the Holy Spirit. That's the second experience, is to receive the Holy Spirit into you. The first experience is when the Holy Ghost receives you into Him. That's when you're born again. You're baptized into Christ. You're baptized into God. You see, that's when you're baptized. If any man be in Christ.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's read verse 13 so you can see it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For by one Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles? Did you see that? So by the Holy Ghost, are we baptized into one body? What body is that? Christ. The body of Christ. When you were born again, you were baptized by the Holy Ghost into Christ. Are you following this? Very important. On the day of Pentecost, they were born again that day and also received the Holy Spirit to live in them that day. It has happened to many people. The same day they're born again, same day they receive the Holy Ghost. Some people wait. They don't even know anything about the Holy Ghost. They're like the ones in Ephesus. They never even heard about the Holy Ghost. So they say, well, I don't know anything about the Holy Ghost. Then maybe some months later, maybe some years later, then they receive the Holy Ghost. See, so being born again is actually, according to the Scripture, if you study the Scripture, you discover this. That is when you are baptized into the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost, into Christ, into God. John calls it being in God. And he distinguishes being in God from God being in you. You see that? You are born again, you're in God. See? Now, when you receive the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, we say. But that's because we get to learn about Him. He begins His actual ministry as the third of the three. But in reality, He's the first to be revealed. In the Scriptures, right in Genesis, the Bible says, and the Spirit of God. Says Elohim created the world, that created the heavens and the earth. And Elohim is plural of God. It's plural. But then it says, and the Spirit of God moved over the waters. He's the first to be shown to us in the Godhead. Praise the Lord. But He's the last of the three to begin His ministry, or to carry out His ministry. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father and He shall send you another Comforter. even the Spirit of truth. Then on the day of Pentecost, he came to begin his work of leading the church. There's something I want to tell you about the Holy Ghost. I really hope we can get there. Very important. I hope we can get there. But, okay, you're getting this stuff. Very important. I'll just look at something here in Acts chapter 8 and verse number 38, just to show you something. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Did you notice? They both went where? Into the water. I'm giving you an example. And then he baptized him. They both went into the water. He baptized him in the water. He didn't take a cup of water from the tap and pour on his head. So you are now baptized. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, so baptism is very important. Water baptism I'm talking about. Water baptism. But we did say there's a teaching about baptisms. The first baptism is the Holy Ghost baptism, being baptized of the Spirit. And that is being born again. Okay? And I gave you a shadow of what was to come from Moses and the children of Israel. I gave you a shadow of that. And after that baptism, which is likened to being baptized into Christ, by which you become a Christian, now you're born again, then you go for water baptism. And you are baptized. It is your testimony of your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And if you believe in the resurrection of Jesus and you've been baptized to prove that you believe in it, he says you must now live accordingly. Live in newness of life. Have a new life. I'm a child of God. I've been baptized in water. It's my testimony. Baptism is a testimony of your faith in his death, burial, and resurrection. It is a testimony. Praise God. All right. Now, here's another important thing. I said the communion. You know, every month, because that's the most convenient for us. The Bible didn't say do it every month. All right? But that's the most convenient for us. Now, we want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I do read this to you every communion service. Communion is important. A lot of times you have those who think, well, will you be in the communion service? I'm not sure whether I'm going to come or not. Where are you going? You have this appointment with a friend. Is it so important? That communion that's only once a month, you can make it? Is it such a light thing to you? From verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, from verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus said to do it in remembrance of him. Oh, this is my body which is broken for you, he says. Do this in remembrance of me. This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This is it shed for many for the remission of sins. The cup of the New Testament. Why is this so important? It is the testimony of the gospel. It is the testimony of the New Testament, the new will. God's new will. The baptism, we said, is a testimony of my salvation, my faith in his death, burial, and resurrection. Now, the communion is my testimony of my identification with his body and his blood. This is so important, brothers and sisters.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Sani Abacha Expressway, by Fidelity Bank Yenagoa. Worship with us on Sunday by 8 a.m. Wednesday by 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, please call 080-816-77583 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.